Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And, you know, our season is just about wrapping up. And, of course, we're going to be chatting about some shows that will be closing very, very soon. But, of course, the musicals have been extended through to November. But you've got a promo code for us.
I do, indeed. We have some scary savings to celebrate Halloween. And this promo code you can use until the 28th of October. And it's 116-717. And you'll get 50% off selected performances.
I like that. 116-717. That's the promo code?
That is it.
All right. So you can use it right now and save through till the 28th for a limited time with shows with Stratford Festival. You can go to stratfordfestival.ca. And Ann, let's talk about, again, a fabulous season this has been. And we do have some shows closing.
On the 26th and 27th, we're losing a lot of shows. I did want to say about the promo code, you have to buy by the 28th, but it's good for performances beyond that.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah. So sadly, we have to say goodbye to a lot of shows this weekend. We're losing 12th Night, Romeo and Juliet, London Assurance, Wendy and Peter Pan, and Salesman in China.
Oh my gosh, those are some big shows closing this weekend.
Yeah, some really wonderful shows. So if you haven't seen them, please use that promo code and get out to them. You don't have many opportunities left, but they are all so worth it.
Oh my goodness. And again, just some great shows there. And a show we haven't had a chance to really chat too much about, but a real favorite, Romeo and Juliet from this season.
Oh yes, just a beautiful show. I sat in again the other day, and I think it's really, really remarkable. Vanessa Sears is a lovely, lovely Juliet. I mean, we always talk about the Juliet, Jonathan is also a fabulous Romeo, and it is, it's directed by Sam White. It's very, there's some violence in it, because she really wants to heighten the world that these young people are living in, and cause reason for the play to unfold as it does. I found it really effective. Vanessa, of course, has done a lot of musical theater. She does sing in this show as well, but she has a tremendous facility with Shakespeare. I think she's a real star.
And I guess on the Shakespearean flip side, my gosh, 12th Night, that was the show for opening night, and what a fun show that was.
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah, and again, tons of music. We had Deb Hay singing in that one, and we have such wonderful performances from Deb, of course, from Laura Conlon, and of course from Jessica B. Hill in the lead role, and Vanessa Sears also in one of the important roles here too, playing Olivia. But Viola is one of those fantastic roles for a young performer who's really proven substantial ability, and Jessica B. Hill is really that person. She just is fabulous in this show.
So again, it's a chance to see these shows for this coming weekend. The shows that we mentioned are all closing in the next several days, so please get your tickets and enjoy it before it is too late. But again, we mentioned Something Rotten and La Cage aux Folles extended through to November, so that's great news.
That's right, it is good news. We want to see those musicals as many times as we can. It's everyone now is talking about how when they're in the line for the bathroom at intermission, all the chatter is how many times you've seen Something Rotten.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which I know I've seen it many, so I've stopped counting, but I bet it's over 10.
Oh, fantastic. And it's one of those shows you can see again and again, because from a different perspective, or certainly with the music and all of the lyrics and the songs, you can see it again and again.
Yeah, it's true. It's so funny, and it never gets old as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. So again, those shows extended through to November, but let's talk about a very special screening that is coming up.
We do have a wonderful screening coming up, very, very Stratford-focused and Stratford-inspired, so I do want to recommend it. It's from a movie that was made decades ago, The Wars, based on a book by Timothy Finley, and of course, Timothy Finley was in the Stratford Company, and he lived here in Stratford in his later years, and wrote this wonderful book about the First World War. And I know I studied it at university. It's a really incredible tale. Anyway, when Robin Phillips was the artistic director here, he directed this film, and it starred a whole bunch of Stratford actors, namely Martha Henry and Brent Carver in the leading roles. But it also had a young Amory McDonald, and Amory's coming to the screening, which is on October 26, also this weekend. It also starred William Hutt, Jackie Burroughs, Domini Blythe, Susan Wright, Barbara Budd, who lives here in Stratford now. It had a score by Glenn Gould, and it was his last composition. Really quite extraordinary, that. But there were also people from the community in it, a couple who are still around. Eleanor Kane from the Old Prune, originally the founder of the Stratford Chef School and of that restaurant, is in it. And also Annette Vigée, who was a local realtor for many years and still lives here in Stratford. So this is a great chance to come out, see a fabulous film. It's been remastered, so it's tremendous quality. And see how many faces you recommend, because I bet there's more than just those that I've mentioned.
Oh, my goodness. It's a real who's who, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's going to be fantastic. So it's on the Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's at the Tom Patterson Theater in the Lazaritas Hall there. Tickets are around $25. They're available online. And, I think it's going to be a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon in October.
I think so. Timothy Findlay's The War is remastered, as we mentioned, so it's a great print of the film, and that's a screening with Stratford Festival, and we look forward to it. So much still happening with Stratford Festival. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website.
Yes, and one more thing about the war screening. The Toronto Star Santa Claus Fund has teamed up with us on that, so they're raising, they're going to donate $1 for each ticket sold to the Santa Claus Fund.
Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website for tickets and more. And I don't know if we'll chat again, but next Thursday is Halloween. Maybe we'll have to dress up for radio.
Maybe we will. No one will know what we are, so we can say we're in any costume we like.
There you go. And have an absolutely terrific weekend.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thanks so much.